WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
A puzzle that links together Idaho and Portland and layers of harmonies within an orchestra. Ah Holly Family has a unique story and sound that we'll hear from live tonight on New Rock Now. I want to thank you so much, Jeremy, for being here with me tonight.
Oh, of course. Thanks for having me.
Definitely. Do you think we could start off with a song?
Sure. I'm going to play a song from our new record, Reservoir, called The Year of the Viking, or actually just Year of the Viking, to be specific.
I saw you at the end when your rain of rust arrived, when copper color sparkled in the slits of your shoes. But I knew you were ashamed, rode alone into the night. We didn't care if you wore a wound or no wound. Think of this, you were of earth when our posture was still simple, when my hair was still cut straight across my ankle. Speck of serpent ship arises over the horizon. By fossilized light I can recall the times when your charm chain wore thin. Viking, I've sewn the surgery. Don't concern yourself with our burden. We hear you sing of meadows, meta-sentimental reservoirs. Those days are gone. There are no shores which are not yet carved.
New Rock Now on WNRN, and that is Ah Holly Family, Year of the Viking, live in studio. So, Jeremy, I wanted to ask you about your kind of pilgrimage from rural Idaho out to the city of Portland. It kind of seems like a massive move. Was this a step for Ah Holly Family, or was this kind of a move for you and your now wife as a young couple?
It was just, we lived in Idaho for a long time, and we were just kind of bored with it and wanted to check out something different. I had lived in big cities before that, too. I'm from Idaho, and I lived there most of my life, but it did have a little bit to do with music, but mostly just to try on something different. And Portland is just a really great city. It's one of my favorite cities in the U.S. after having been all over. You know, I am looking forward to going back there. I mean, it was just to kind of check out something different. It's pretty, everything is very isolated in Idaho. I love it there, and I do intend to move back there within the next couple of years. But, it's just, if you're a musician, there's not much work there. You kind of have to find more square employment.
So is Portland, I think of there being so many fantastic bands that are coming out of Portland at this point. Is there a really great music community that is situated in Portland?
I don't know. I don't really see the music community there being really different than anywhere else, except for that there's just a lot of bands there and a lot of shows all the time. I mean, there's hundreds of local bands in Portland, tons of indie bands and experimental bands. And so, I mean, I don't know how you want to define that as a community. And I probably will actually not live there for that much longer.
So are you going to start up your own musical idea in Idaho? Get a whole bunch of people to move there?
Not necessarily. I'm a pretty, intensely, singular person. I kind of, to just have my own space. I don't really need a lot of people around. I really treasure solitude with me and my wife.
Well, that sounds really nice, but that kind of brings me to another portion here. Ah Holly Family, especially on your albums, I'm thinking of Reservoir, your most recent one. You have 8 people on the album.
Yeah.
Now, for someone who likes solitude, how does that happen?
I wanted to do a record that was really Baroque. And in Portland, we are this large band. I mean, I live most of the year out of my car, and I drive around a lot. And I'm in the middle of a 2-month tour right now. No one else in my band could come. I mean, essentially, I'm not saying the band is just me, but because it is this project I do with other people. But
let's get... you have Ryan here with you.
Uh-huh.
Now, is Ryan a regular part of Ah Holly Family? Or
no, Ryan is on tour with me, and we play in each other's bands. And he's in a really one of my favorite bands called Ohioan. You know, we are kind of one right now, but he puts out records as Ohioan, and I put out records as Ah Holly Family.
Well, let's get a track with Ryan singing on it then.
Sure.
What's the name of this song?
This is a song by Ohioan called Open Road, and I'm going to play the musical saw here, and Ryan's going to take it on the guitar.
I came to learn.
live music on New Rock Now here on WNRN. That is Ryan and Jeremy. They are coming together as A Holly Family tonight, and that track, Open Road. Now, Jeremy, when you play the saw, how do you decide that you're going to pick up the saw as an instrument?
I forget where I saw someone play it first, but I just heard it and I thought it was an interesting sound. It's called a singing saw, and it does have a sound that's almost like a bizarre human voice. And I sometimes refer to it as the hobo theremin as well. I just think it's a really magical, beautiful instrument, and you can be kind of pretty with it, or you can be really like kind of atonal and experimental with it. And so to me, it's like a pretty versatile instrument, and it's really all about feeling.
I've read so many different things about you in so many different spots, and there seems to be an interesting idea of people putting a genre marker on a band. And when I hear about A Holly Family, I kind of hear this moniker of folk chamber pop. Is this a moniker that you like? And what do you consider A Holly Family as a project?
Folk chamber pop, that doesn't bother me. I think for our record Reservoir, that's a pretty apt description. I never like really get wrapped up in like going for a genre sound. I don't know. I mean, chamber pop, I guess. No, I don't have any problem with that.
Well, Jeremy, I want to thank you so much for being here with us tonight on New Rock Now. And let's get some music from A Holly Family's latest album, Reservoir, on WNRN's New Rock Now.